This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. So happy 4th of July, Independence Day. It's going to be a very, very interesting weekend, just like Easter was, just like Mother's Day was. These holidays are going to be different, all right? And I know people are kind of putting memes out there calling this non-Independence Day. We don't have our independence, and we don't. If you really still compare us to other countries, China, North Korea, I think we could say we're still independent, okay? I mean, I know it's been rough, and I know our country could make a very ugly turn if we don't watch it, you know, and if we don't have our checks and balances, and trust me, I'm watching for that as well. But honestly, people, we could still celebrate Independence Day, okay? You know, we got our freedom. I really feel bad for the British, because I was actually last Independence Day in Great Britain. And I forgot that, you know, the reason why we have Independence Day is because we fought the British. And you know, we're friends with, you know, Great Britain. But I still decide to, you know, run around, you know, telling everybody that we kicked their butt. My Facebook Live went out. Oh, see, you know, that's interesting. Every time I bring up British, there's a issue. I'm pro-British. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know. Maybe Facebook thought that was going to be considered. That's not hate speech. All right. Okay, yes, we love Great Britain, but yes, we are celebrating our independence from Great Britain. So that's kind of what we're doing, and it's Independence Day. So, unfortunately, though, because of masks and because of social distancing and because of COVID and its effect on the economy, whatever you did last year or the year before, you might not be able to do. Now, I think Jersey Shore and I think in New Jersey, the beaches are open. I think the boardwalk is open. And so I think people can go to the stores and the amusement parks and be able to enjoy 4th of July weekend. California, not so. I think restaurants are closed. Bars are closed. In Arizona, restaurants are closed. Bars are closed. I believe in many L.A. counties. Well, there's L.A. County, and then there's multiple other counties surrounding. Governor Newsom has closed beaches. So we have beaches closed. So California, it's going to be a little different. What's really interesting is I'm seeing on Facebook how people from California are going to come to Vegas. And Vegas is like, okay, we need it. Okay, we need people coming. This has been very, very difficult where we're trying to limit volume so we lower COVID. But the only way you survive financially and your business could survive is if you have volume. So with Nevada, you know, people are asking, you know, why didn't Nevada do similar moves as Arizona and California? Well, we do have a spike in cases. We do. Our hospitals are filling up. But after being closed down so many holiday weekends and just starting to reopen, my guess is the public opinion wants business. We are kind of starving out here. We're working on fumes. And it's interesting because many people feel safe that we have this no mask, no service mandate. So people feel safe because of the masks. That, though, bothers me, okay? When people feel safe with a mask, they start being a little bit lax, okay? Like with the social distancing. Just because you're wearing a mask doesn't mean you can sit there and, you know, be all up at each other's faces at a craps table or something, okay? You know, we just had another study saying bandanas, you know, still allow 4 feet transmission. So that's why we kind of have this 6 feet rule. It's random, I get it, but it's at least something we can, you know, go by. So with also 4th of July, you need to be careful with fireworks and hand sanitizer. It's crazy that this has to be said, but the Greensboro, North Carolina Fire Department had posted on Facebook, and it went viral, and I'm glad it did, to realize that if you're going to be playing around with fireworks, you need to, like, not hand sanitize prior. In fact, they're recommending just use soap and water if you're going to be anywhere near the fireworks. And that makes sense. The problem is the average person doesn't run in and use soap and water. Everybody's been now running around with hand sanitizer and they're gooping it up. And I'm not as much a fan of hand sanitizer as I think a lot of people are, because I see the dryness, I see the peeling, I see the, you know, I see the misuse, I see the people making bootleg, and when they're, you know, making their own hand sanitizer, what the hell are they putting into it? So just realize that if you are going to be around sparklers and things like that, if that residue is still on your hands and a spark is able to pick up a microfume from it, you just ignited your hands. I know people are thinking, yeah, but I'm not going to put the fire on my hands. It doesn't matter. It's like the nearby. Remember we told you some of these people that were in front of a barbecue, they would, you know, spray their, then, you know, be shirtless and then spray their sunscreen on and then do it by a barbecue. That was just enough for the fire to get on that aerosol and then jump on the body. Did you guys see Die Hard 2? Die Hard 2 does this beautifully where, and I'm not ruining the movie because it's like a 30-year-old movie, but in Die Hard 2, and I love the Die Hard movies, Bruce Willis wants to, you know, kill the bad guys, and they're in a plane. And he was on the plane, he got kicked off the plane, but he was able to open up the fuel line. So fuel's dripping out, right? You know, all these guys are on the plane, and they're like, yee-haw, and they're, you know, smoking, and they're making those circle rings when they smoke, and everybody seems to be all happy. And then he goes, yippee-ki-yay, like he usually does, and then he lights the snow. And by the way, I don't really think this is scientifically sound, but it followed through the fumes, and then it went up, and it hit the plane. Fabulous ending for Die Hard 2. Fantastic movie. But that's the problem. So fire departments are kind of warning you that if you do have aerosol or you do have that in the air around it, it could or it could aerosolize and ignite. So no hand sanitizer if you're going to be lighting fireworks. Now, fireworks are pretty dangerous. There's a lot of dangerous fireworks out there. I think Massachusetts has banned, I think, any sort of fireworks. But there's a lot of sparklers and these you know, little things that zzz, you know, be careful with those. If they hit a rock or they ricochet, make sure you guys have water nearby. Make sure you have a fire extinguisher nearby. Make sure you have bystanders completely back. And it's funny because I see what the parents do. They have the kids like back like 13, 15 feet. And then all of a sudden one person moves forward, so then other people move forward. And that's not, you know, and you don't even realize, and all of a sudden you're right there and it's by your toes. So kind of keep in mind with that. But you should be able to enjoy it. Just keep in mind, you know, people are going to crowd. They're going to forget about the social distancing because we're very social people. Good luck. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys are going to see headlines that are going to be a little confusing, where people are reporting job growth, they're reporting bumps up in stock, and ending the fiscal quarter, the fiscal year, right? Because I guess fiscal years end in July. To me, my start of the year is September. I don't, and it's not because I'm Jewish. I think it's just because school year. I always just look at September as the start of the year. But I guess June 30th and then going into July 1 is end of the fiscal year. So you will hear, there was growth, there were all these jobs that came back and all that. Yet you have a lot of people unemployed and they're a little scared about getting into a job that might be with an unsteady firm. They're also, I had one person reach out to me saying they got 2 job offers. Which job do I think would last longer? And it's tricky. It's very, very tricky because you have some industries that are very stable long term, like travel. I think travel industry is going to be stable long term. Right now, nothing's happening. You know, maybe a little bit, but I think travel is long term. I think, though, in certain other arenas, though, in terms of retail, no. I think you might have some immediate short-term gains, but long-term, I think retail's in a crap load of trouble. So it's interesting. LinkedIn did this report, and they can because LinkedIn is a huge platform that really attracts a lot of kind of non... Well, yeah, there's politics on there, but LinkedIn is more about business, employment, economy, and so a lot of people use that platform to market themselves to other people they want to hire, or they look to hire people. So LinkedIn offers a means for you to look for a job. Now, they came up with the top 10 types of jobs that are out there, and the majority of them don't need a college degree. So that's good news, but it's also bad news. So, first, what are these top 10 jobs? So, the top 10 areas that looks like globally people are looking for is one is software developer. Well, that makes sense because you're always going to need software. You're always going to need something computerish. I couldn't do that, okay? I would think I'd need a computer science degree for that, but there's a lot of people really good with computers that never got a degree, which is fine. Sales representatives. I went online just to see what jobs are out there because I was looking for a friend of mine, and she's looking for a job, and they're like work from home. Sales representative, work from home, work from home. So apparently they need sales representatives who you call, you're on the phone, you know, sales representative could offer you some of that flexibility. Unfortunately, I don't know how good they pay, but sales rep. Project manager. So project manager, I mean, I would love that because I love managing and I love projects and I like setting goals and I like team building and I think it's cool. Problem is I don't know what kind of projects those are, but the title is project manager. IT administrator, I would be totally out. I could not do IT. If you are in IT, you should name your price. I don't understand why people in IT aren't charging more than doctors and lawyers and pilots and, you know, Wall Street guys. I mean, people always need IT. You guys should really, really ramp up what you get paid because IT, you guys are gods. Customer service specialist, all right? Digital marketer, IT support help desk. Now, IT support, be very careful. IT support help desk, you better have a degree in psychology. So when somebody calls up, like my computer's out or my Wi-Fi's down or whatever, they are in a state of panic and you need to calm them down. You need to make sure they aren't suicidal. If you are an IT support or help desk, I wouldn't be surprised if you spend more of your day doing psychology. So be prepared for that one. Data analyst. Look at the data. Analyze the data. My guess is you're going to have to be really, really good with a lot of the softwares and a lot of the programs for that one. Financial analyst. For many, they don't need a college degree for. And then a graphic designer. So why? Why are these the jobs? Well, it shows you where industry is heading. They are heading to where the internet is gold. The internet is going to be where you get the traffic. It might not be a TV ad. It might not be somebody driving by a store and seeing, oh, your shop is next to a Walmart. Let me go in there. And so all these businesses are now trying to make sure they have the graphics, make sure they have the signage, take a look and see, you know, where they should be spending their money, where they should be concentrating, you know, their efforts. And so, you know, if you, let's say, don't have a college degree, what should you be doing right now? Well, it's iffy. Okay, if you can get yourself into a job and into a company that's going to be a long-term company, and again, nobody even guessed this would happen. I mean, I am seeing surprises, and I'm pretty well-versed in business because in the 80s, you know, you got a lot of Reaganomics, and, you know, there was a lot of discussions on business and diversifying and Wall Street, and I got to talk to you about stocks. Stocks are kind of interesting. I'm scared of stocks, but I've been having some fun with some of them. I mean, stocks is now like my new sports book. There's no sports, so I like going to the stock market. I kind of play around with it and stuff like that. Not fun when you don't have money to play around with, but it still has that, you know, still kind of gets my goat, you know, like sports do, but we'll talk about that in a second. But if you don't have a college degree and you need to make income, get yourself into a job. But I would seriously start trying to think ahead of where we might be a year from now, 5 years from now? I hate that question. Whenever we interview somebody, we go, how do you see yourself in 5 years? And the growing joke is in 2015, whoever answered that was wrong. We probably all 100% never expected this. Because again, business and growth is all about the numbers. And all of a sudden now, we're like, no numbers. Keep people away. Don't let them walk in for business. You know, deter business. Deter business. You know, don't use customers. No smiles. No wear a mask. Cover your face. Don't, you know, it's a different way of, you know, those of us who have been so strong in marketing and strong, you know, business sense, now we have to change our whole game plan. But the new normal is going to be expecting another virus. I mean, we will go back to people being around each other without masks. We will be back to that. We will be back to weddings. We will be back to parties because people are sick of it. People want to get married. People want to, you know, we will go back to that. But the industries are going to change. And you're not going to have a lot of people that are going to want to open up a little boutique shop anymore. Or you're not going to have, you know, people that want to work with other people. They're going to be like, I want to work from home because I'm afraid of getting the flu. Or I'm afraid of getting tuberculosis or MRSA or something else that somebody next to me could get. So now that everybody has gotten a crash course in microbiology, you have a huge part of the population that just doesn't want to be around other people. So then you, if you are early on in your career growth, you need to think about that. And you need to think about industries where people don't have to be around other people, but they get their service. If, let's say, you can't find one of these top 10 jobs, and I'm not saying it's top 10 in terms of pay, but top 10 demand, you might want to think about going to school. And I know this doesn't sound, you know, like sound advice because college degrees don't really seem to matter right now, but there is always going to be competition. And just because you have a degree doesn't necessarily mean you have to apply for a job with a degree. You could still apply for these high demand jobs. I mean, Zuckerberg went to Harvard. He hasn't really had to use his Harvard training for his Facebook. But if you're in limbo and you don't have a job, sometimes the best thing you could do is start boosting up your CV or your resume. And if your resume gets boosted by, let's say, you doing research, are you writing a book, or you organizing a community group, or you building a company? Build your own small company. Let's say the company failed. The fact that you started your own company, you could then put president, CEO on your resume. If you actually had a company and you did marketing for that company and you did, you know, then you could put marketing. Now, true, they might ask you a little bit more details, but a lot of people underrepresent themselves on their CV. Some people overrepresent themselves, but, oh, sorry, got some music going on. Okay, I don't know how to shut this off. I'm sorry. I got music going on. Oh, there. Okay, good. So, okay, this is why we need IT. Okay, this is exactly why we need IT. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, guys. Oh, my gosh. Shut up. Shut up. There we go. Okay. Let's shut that down. No, I don't know how to shut off. I don't know how to shut off the volume of my computer, so I need to learn that. So anyway, those of you who are kind of in limbo, think of things that you're going to need. So if you are, you know, in a job market, which we're kind of like right now, where there's a lot of competition. From what I understand, there's like three people vying for one job, and those numbers may change. You need to stand out. And so what would make you stand out? Well, one is to see that during a lull, you grew your repertoire or your resume. Two is that you have experience in multiple things, because if they say, okay, project manager, but it's going to be for this social media company or whatever, you've done, but I've done that. So it's tricky right now, but it was kind of interesting to see what jobs people are looking for. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's son, Don Jr., is in self-isolation. He tested negative for the coronavirus, but his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, tested positive. A Trump campaign official says she was immediately isolated in order to limit exposure to anyone else. They're also saying she's not showing any symptoms of the disease. They'd been in South Dakota to help with fundraisers for the president's re-election campaign. President was in South Dakota with Mount Rushmore in the background. He said he would protect America's landmarks from far-left extremists.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump has signed a law extending the deadline for small business loans under the Paycheck Protection Program. The extension of the PPP, which was established to provide small businesses with economic relief from the coronavirus pandemic, was passed by Congress earlier this week. The president signed the legislation with $130 million unspent. The new deadline is August 8th. With the coronavirus pandemic, there's less foot traffic in brick-and-mortar stores. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopen, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And thank you guys for your emails and your messages and all that. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I know a lot of you guys are kind of scared. There's a lot going on. And prayers to any of you that are dealing with this COVID and dealing with issues with your business. And I know, and many of you still don't have your unemployment. And I know I wish there was something I could do. I was just as frustrated as seeing, you know, in my neck of the woods, we have a hotline for, you know, people to tattle on each other, and we have ambassadors, and we have people out there, you know, that are now being mobilized you know, for the tattletale aspect of this, yet we don't have enough people dealing with the unemployment. I get it, and I'm frustrated by that too. But something I want to talk about right now are some of these governors or state officials saying that we're doing a last-ditch effort. Now, I don't like hearing that term. When you hear last-ditch effort, okay, that to me implies they don't have anything else. And that if whatever they're doing right now doesn't work, they throw their hands up. Now, what is this last-ditch effort? Well, for some, it's everybody wears masks. For others, it's we're going to lock down again. And then for others, it's, probably doing nothing. I don't know what everybody's doing. But some states that are being very, very strict have considered it a quote-unquote last-ditch effort. And some of you have asked me about, well, what if we just put our hands up? What would that look like? Well, we've talked about how much control we have, whether it's our masks, whether it's our lockdowns. When you have a virus, the virus is going to attach and it's going to infect and do what it wants to. That's what viruses do, okay? And if you have your family locked down, yes, if you are staying in your house and you are not going out and you are not getting groceries and you are not getting gas and you are staying within that place and you have all your food and you're hungering down or you're out camping and you're just in that one little area, you probably will be able to not get the virus. That's not what we're doing, though. When we are locking down, we're, oh, you know what, I got to run to the store. I'm bored. When we started the lockdown, 2 days or 3 days in, we went to Home Depot. And I loved being at Home Depot. I was so excited to be at Home Depot because I just can't be locked up. Well, that's not locking down. So I think we've kind of proven that unless we do a jail type of, you know, thing, which, by the way, doesn't work either because it's in jails, okay? People are locked down in jail, and jails have cases. I think this last-ditch effort, if it doesn't work, we will probably, since there's not much else to do, say, all right, guys, you know what? You're on your own. Those of you who think you're at risk or you're scared or whatever, stay home. Right? Have somebody else do the shopping for you. Have somebody else do the grocery shopping or get the gas or whatever. Now, what I was hoping would happen, and I don't think is that we would be starting to build more facilities. You know, one of the reasons why we had to shut down was because we didn't have enough hospital beds. We didn't have enough hospitals. We didn't have enough healthy workers. Well, instead, schools, and I get this, you know, schools stopped having their medical students train, you know, outside in the, you know, they did more, you know, Zoom and online. And I get it. They have liability, so they have to protect the students. The students want to be out there, but I get it. School's still responsible, you know. But rather than seeing training, rather than seeing more deputizing, we did later on. They were like, okay, all hands on deck. But I don't see in any of these plans, we're going to try and build more hospitals. We're going to try to, you know, we're going to try to have facilities that can act as a hospital when we need them, but that if not, we could use it for something else. And China did that. You know, China, yeah, they told everybody to stay home, told everybody to mask up, but they also built extra, they made sure they had extra, you know, things on hand. Now, we're still grappling with the virus we don't know much about, all right? And we're still, you know, stumbling all over each other. But my concern is when they use the terms last-ditch effort, or when they say, oh, we just can't fight this, we just can't fight this, maybe what we need to do is talk about what we can do. Now, some hospitals were completely overloaded. Other hospitals weren't. There were hospitals in the West or in the Midwest that were like, nothing really is happening over here. Nobody's coming in. There were empty urgent cares. There were empty rooms in hospitals, empty bays. While we have the disparity of people falling out the windows in New York, you know, and some hospitals in California overrun. So maybe we need to start thinking about, you know, transport. Maybe we need to start thinking about, you know, bringing supplies in. Maybe we need to start thinking about, and I know we started that, they were using Javits Center and all that, but funny how we just finished that whole mess of being overrun and not having enough ventilators and not having enough, you know, supplies or staff, and then they go back to the bandanas. And you know, I'm torn. You know, because as a physician, I look at this as, you know, guys, this is just one of many things out there. You know, you are not going to win. We never win with these things. We could avoid. We could try to mitigate. Remember we talked about how this wasn't called a pandemic? It was called an epidemic. And nobody would call it a pandemic until finally they did in, I think, I don't know, end of February. Because epidemic means you could control. You could find a person sick, isolate them, control them. This is pandemic. Pandemic means you can't isolate them. It's already, you can't find every person. It's already too ubiquitous. It's already out there. So all you could do is mitigate. So here we are putting all this energy on contact tracers. Well, I was being interviewed by Snack a Little Talk a Little podcast yesterday, and they said that in some necks of the woods, the contract chasers are not allowed to ask you about protests. They're not allowed to ask if you participate in a protest, probably because it was supposed to, you know, guarantee, you know, any sort of repercussion if they were in a protest or whatever. But I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, wouldn't that help? Wouldn't that help us in science know if somebody was in a protest, if they ended up having COVID? I mean, are we trying to figure out what makes this virus tick, why we had such a resurgence? And we had a resurgence a week or two after people fled, you know, hit the streets. But some of the contact tracers are told to not ask about that. Well, then, if you had somebody at a protest, and I get you won't know who you were next to, maybe contact tracing, you know, emphasis might be a little misguided. We do need to contact trace, but do you guys realize how impossible that is? How many people know who they were around? You know, I walked into a shawarma place, Mother Falafel. I know there was a guy that was at the table waiting for his order, and I stood maybe 3-4 feet next to him, and then I walked by somebody to get a drink. I don't know who those people were. So are we really contact tracing? You know, and mind you, I'm for that, but I'd rather almost see a lot of cities start building the extra hospitals, you know, have factories and pharmaceutical companies make more remdesivir or, you know, the extra oxygen tanks or the masks or the things like that. You know, everybody's talking about contact tracing. That's nice. I think it's going to help, but I think we have some bigger fish to fry. And when I'm finding out that people are telling me, look, I'm not even going to tell the contact tracer the truth. It's none of their business if I was at a protest. Well, then, so what, the contact tracer is going to be led to believe that you got it from an in-law? And then start, you know, we need all hands on deck. We're in a pandemic. And if you have people leading contact tracers on a wild goose chase, maybe we need these contact tracers to be doing something else. Does that make sense? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, I want to hear from you. 1-877-362-3254.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys are going to hear the term Ring of Fire. And apparently this phenomenon may hit the Midwest, where the Ring of Fire refers to storms that move around a large area of high pressure. We see this in the late spring and summer months, and these storm clusters could be pretty dangerous. They think the strong storms are going to move across several states, and it may linger The heat wave that we have may linger for several weeks, as obviously this is summertime, so this is the hottest time of the year. But this water phenomenon, Norn knows that the ring of fire isn't always the case. So there's a blast of heat over the Midwest portion of the nation, coupled with weather systems at opposite ends of the country, could lead to some very violent storms. This creates a quote-unquote ring of fire pattern. They say it would see storms circulating around the edges of the heat dome, leading to some powerful thunderstorms, especially over the northern plains. I'm not sure if that could also include tornadoes. They are concerned about Montana, the western Dakotas, excessive rainfall causing flash flooding over northern New Jersey, southern New York, western Connecticut. And, you know, obviously, you know, beachgoers are, you know, excited about the beach and all that. But with beaches closing, especially in the West, people are going to be moving more towards, well, let's go, you know, up to the mountains. They say the first half of July looks like to have well above normal temperatures. Pretty high probabilities for the 4th of July. So hot, possibly stormy. I'm not really excited about this weekend like I have in years past. It's going to be hot. With a lot of places closed, we're probably going to be, you know, home. And that's kind of frustrating for me because I really like to go out on 4th of July. But now, in other news, the Washington Redskins is going to conduct a thorough review of their team name after major sponsor FedEx called for a change and Nike has already removed their team gear from their online store. So there's been a lot of growing pressure over the years to change the Redskins' name. Almost every year, every 2 years, you know, you start to see the movement happen and they go, not happening, not happening. However, there's been a statement made from the team saying, in light of recent events around our country and feedback from our community, the Washington Redskins are announcing the team will undergo a thorough review of the team's name. This review formalizes the initial discussions the team has been having with the leagues in recent weeks. So it took sponsors to start to shake things up a little bit. And FedEx has requested a formal name change of the Washington Redskins. They are a title sponsor of the Redskins Stadium in Landover, Maryland. They want to persuade team owner Daniel Snyder. The NFL's official apparel provider, Nike, has made no statement, but has silently scrapped all their merchandise bearing the team's name or logo. One of you had asked me about that, going, well, you know, this is, you know, a recession. Would they really want to lose sales? Well, the problem is that they're being told that if they don't, you know, boycott, shall we say, the Redskins during this time, that could hurt sales more. So I think everybody right now is in damage control. Now, Snyder has in the past remained steadfast on keeping the name and calling it a badge of honor. However, Native American leaders across North America have demanded a change. So this doesn't mean they're going to change the Washington Redskins, but they may be starting to move. I mean, the Oilers, right? We have the Houston Oilers, and that changed to the Texans. So, you know, it does happen, but I get it. When you're a Redskin fan and you were, you know, people who are Redskin fans, they don't, you know, necessarily discriminate against Native Americans and all that. I mean, you know, so I think a lot of Redskin fans understand, you know, the change, but they're frustrated because they're like, we're honoring, idolizing. You know, with the logo, the Indian, you know, just like Panthers, you know, the Carolina Panthers, they're not, you know, for the abusive Panthers. They are, you know, they bring Panthers to the forefront. You hear them, you know, you hear the sound at their home games. It's, you know, which also brings us to a point, you know, whether we agree with Washington Redskins changing their name finally or not. You know, just like we talked about with animal rights and, you know, zoos and things like that, it seems like the safer bet is to, like with the zoo controversy, you know, do animals in a zoo help people fall in love with animals and appreciate animals more or not? Well, if zoos are under fire for their treatment of animals, many zoos considering closing or, you know, SeaWorld had to end up, you know, buckling to pressure. And so you almost wonder if that can also hurt them in the long run, because if the average child or adult doesn't think about an animal or whatever, they, you know, and they only read about them, You know, are they going to then have a different misconception? I mean, you know, one thing that zoos do is they bring people and these animals as close together as possible so they can learn about them and appreciate them. So it's, you know, if you, let's say, and I'm not saying the Redskins should do this, you know, I mean, I will support whatever the Redskins do, but if, you know, every single, shall we say, image or picture of, let's say, somebody of a culture, and that culture gets removed because they think it causes sensitive shall we say feelings. You know, are we going to be a land of completely no culture icons? Remember, people talked about how the sombrero for Cinco de Mayo is very stereotypical and it's insulting and it's discriminatory. Well, a sombrero, when a child sees a sombrero and they see the, you know, beautiful colors and they see the, you know, maracas and things like that, they think of Hispanic culture. But I can understand how some cultures don't want to be stereotyped. So you almost wonder if we might lose some of the culture not seeing the iconic symbols. You know, some people were insulted seeing a dreidel. And I tell you why. So a dreidel is what we play for Hanukkah. When, you know, everybody celebrates Christmas, they have the beautiful Christmas trees and the food and all that. We, in the Jewish tradition, well, we'll play dreidel. It's actually a game where you teach your kid how to, you know, play and lose money and win money. Kind of gambling, all right? But kids like it, whatever. Yet the image that somebody had seen, which was portrayed, is you saw this beautiful Christmas display. It was just gorgeous. You know, you saw the presents and the trees, and it looked all fun. The next image, it was just a stark dreidel, little wood dreidel. And it almost symbolized how, you know, the stereotype of how, you know, Jews don't have fun on Christmas. Well, and we do. We love the Christmas holiday. We think the Christmas holiday is amazing. We love the festivities. We love, you know, and so, you know, a dreidel, a picture of a dreidel stirred that sort of controversy. So I don't know what the answer is. You know, I'm not sure if you know, Native American communities, you know, find it insulting, we have to listen. They have every right to, you know, ask for a change. But I hope that we still do have, despite any, you know, movements we do, still appreciate the culture and the things that, you know, headdresses are gorgeous. Headdresses are things that, you know, Native Americans are proud of. And I worry that we're turning a headdress into something that's considered racist. Well, if that's the case, then people look at something that's supposed to be so beautiful and honored as something bad. We need to be very, very cautious as we move forward. You know, the village people, you know, people have been talking about, well, are the village people going to get rid of the Indian and get rid of the cop? I don't think they are. I don't even think the village people are performing. But, you know, seeing a headdress to me inspires, you know, a beautiful culture that reminds me of the Indian culture and Native American culture. If we don't see those anymore, you know, do we start to forget? I don't know. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.